Learning sessions on critical appraisal of randomized clinical trials, student feedback. Introduction. In the early 1990s, the concept of evidence-based medicine, that is EBM, started gaining importance. EBM states that well-formulated questions about medical management can be answered by carrying out randomized, high-quality, controlled clinical trials, tracing all the available evidence systematically, analyzing the evidence, determining the validity and usefulness of the evidence, and applying the evidence to the management of the individual patient. EBM has been defined as the conscientious, explicit, and judicious use of current evidence in making decisions about the care of individual patients. A critical skill for the practice of EBM is the ability to appraise articles critically. EBM has been included as a part of the undergraduate medical curriculum in medical schools all over the world. In Nepal, however, the concept of EBM is still in its infancy. Critical appraisal skills are crucial for students to become rational prescribers. Medical students should be equipped with skills to critically review not only medical literature but also promotional material and the prescribing patterns of fellow clinicians. The Department of Pharmacology at the Manipal College of Medical Sciences teaches medical students to critically analyze drug advertisements and other promotional material. The department has been able to introduce students to the concept of rational use of medicine, that is RUM, and influence students during the first 2 years of their training, but the influence gets eroded once the students enter the clinical phase of the training. Manipal College of Medical Sciences, Pokhara, Nepal, is affiliated to the Kathmandu University for the undergraduate medical course and mainly admits students from Nepal, India and Sri Lanka. A few students are from other countries. This year, the department started learning sessions on the critical analysis of published randomized clinical trials for the third and fourth semester students. The students were informed of the topic of the learning session a week in advance. The faculty member, PRS and PS, introduced the students to published scientific research papers. The different parts of a paper, abstract, introduction, materials and methods, result and discussions were briefly discussed. The IMRAD format was highlighted. The tips for efficient reading described in Guide to Good Prescribing were highlighted. Then we discussed with the students the various phases of clinical trials and the process of new drug development and its progress through preclinical and clinical testing. The gold standard of the randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trial was discussed. With the involvement of the students, a checklist to assess published clinical trials were also drawn up. Then each group was given a published clinical trial from a scientific journal to analyze using the developed checklist. The homework given to the students was to familiarize themselves with all the trials given to various groups. The student groups of 37 or 38 students was divided into 5 groups of 7 or 8 students each for the session. In the next practical session, the various groups first described their allotted trial in brief. Then they analyzed the strengths and weaknesses of the trial using the checklist. Then the discussion was open to the house. After all the 5 groups presented their findings, the facilitators elaborated points that they felt were not covered adequately. Student feedback about the sessions was obtained using a questionnaire, basic demographic information was obtained, and student attitude towards the session was studied. Methods. At the end of the second learning session, student feedback was collected using a questionnaire. The students were explained the objective of the study and were invited to participate. Verbal consent to participate was obtained from all participants. Basic demographic information like sex, nationality, method of financing of medical education, occupation of parents, semester of study and place of family residence was noted. The degree of agreement of the respondents with a set of 16 statements was noted using a modified Likert type scale. The total score was calculated by adding the scores of the individual statements. Statements 3, 5, 6, 7 and 12 were negative, and their scores were reversed while calculating the total score. The median total score was calculated. Scores derived by using a Likert type scale do not generally follow a normal distribution. The median scores were compared among different subgroups of respondents. Mann-Whitney test was used to compare the median total score when there were 2 subgroups of respondents and the Kruskal-Wallis test when the subgroups were more than 2. A p-value less than 0.05 was taken as statistically significant. Free text comments from the respondents regarding the sessions were elicited and the common comments were noted. Results. A total of 116 students participated in the study, 52 of the 75 third semester, that is 69.3%, and 64 of the 68 fourth semester, that is 94.1% students participated. The overall response rate was 81.8%. 71 students were male, Nepalese and Indians were the major nationalities. The majority of the students were self-financing, did not have doctor parents and was from urban areas. The median score, that is interquartile range, was 54, that is 50.5 to 56.5. The maximum possible score was 80. This is shown in table oblique figure 1. This shows the median scores of different subgroups of respondents. The median score of the Sri Lankans was lower compared to other nationalities. No other significant difference in scores was seen between different subgroups. The table oblique figure 2 shows the median scores of individual statements. The students were of the opinion that the sessions made them aware of the technique of critical analysis of a journal article. They agreed that clinical research is a big growth area in South Asia. They were in agreement with the statement that introduction is the first section to look at when reading a published trial. The students were not in agreement with the statement that doctors do not require knowledge of statistics. They also showed a high degree of agreement with the statement 9 that the abstract is the first part of a research paper to be read. They were in favor of similar sessions in future. The common free text comments were grouped together. The students were not in favor of this exercise being included in the assessment examination. They were in favor, however, of more such interactive, interesting and short PBL sessions. The discussion. The overall student opinion regarding the sessions was positive. The students were in favor of similar sessions in the future. In our institution, the MBBS course is divided into 9 semesters. Pharmacology is taught during the first 4 semesters, as already detailed. Clinical subjects are taught during the last 5 semesters. Community medicine learning starts from the first semester and continues till the 7th semester. The compulsory internship training of 1 year's duration follows the 9th semester. The medical literature is a commonly used information resource from students and practicing healthcare professionals trying to keep up to date. Critical appraisal skills are important for medical students. Medical literature must be analyzed critically to confirm the validity of results and conclusions. Students must learn to form their own conclusions after careful critical review and must learn to challenge exaggerated and unjustified claims. The skill of efficient reading has been emphasized in the Guide to Good Prescribing. The students should be taught to identify at an early stage articles that are worth reading. The steps of efficient reading were discussed with the students. The first step is to look at the title of the paper to decide whether it would be of interest to the reader. Then the abstract should be read. If the reader thinks the paper may be of interest, then the materials and methods section should be considered. The method of the study is important in deciding about the validity of the findings. We had instructed the respondents to respond to all the statements in the questionnaire. However, 2 students did not denote their agreement with certain statements. Some respondents did not fill in all the demographic details. If the respondent did not indicate his or her degree of agreement with a particular statement, we gave the statement a value of 0. This may have accounted for the low score of the Sri Lankan students regarding the sessions. The number of Sri Lankans was low, that is only 4. A major problem we faced was the lack of knowledge of biostatistics among the student respondents. The students are only taught the measures of central tendency and the measures of dispersion, and the remainder of the biostatistics course is covered in the 7th semester. We are discussing with the Department of Community Medicine the possibility of rescheduling some of the biostatistics classes to the 2nd semester. We did not keep statistical aspects in the assessment checklist which was developed with the students. The students agreed with the statements, "The session made me aware of the technique of critical analysis of a journal article." However, we spent a lot of time discussing the basic parts of a scientific paper and of the methodology of a randomized trial. The 2 sessions only served as an introduction to the complex topic of critical analysis of information. We discussed only clinical trials and did not consider meta-analysis and systematic review, which are important means of synthesizing information. The student agreement with statement 3 is a matter of concern. We discussed the steps of efficient reading with the students and emphasized that they should first look at the abstract and then the method section. This and the low agreement statement 5 are worrying. However, the students showed good agreement with statement 9. The results are conflicting. We plan to emphasize critical analysis of clinical trials again in a future session. The students did not agree with the first point that conclusions from clinical trials carried out in the West can be applied to South Asian patients. The Indian clinical trials market of US $30 to $35 million is projected to grow 8 to 10 times to US $250 to $300 million by 2010. In 2005, the Government of India enacted a rule that allows foreign pharmaceutical companies to conduct trials of new drugs in India at the same time that trials of the same phase are being conducted in other countries. Nepal may consider the possibility of making clinical trial of a newly introduced drug in a Nepalese population necessary before giving marketing permission. This will give a huge boost to the clinical research industry in Nepal. The students were not in agreement that most clinical trials in South Asia are conducted to high standards. Low cost and easy availability of patients are major reasons for the growth of clinical trial industry. Mechanisms to safeguard the interest of the patients should be developed. The sessions made the students aware of the fact that published clinical trials in reputed journals may have flaws. The issue of the pharmaceutical industry and the sponsor influencing clinical trials was also brought out. The concept of conflict of interest was also introduced to the students. The respondents agreed that the session was informative and interesting. The importance of statistics for medical doctors was also brought out. Randomization is the first important step in a clinical trial, and this was highlighted. The other important procedure is blinding. To make medical students and future doctors more effective researchers, many medical schools have started undergraduate research electives. In Canada, the Queen's University conducts a mandatory critical inquiry elective in the second year. The elective increased the number of students expressing an interest in pursuing a research career. Other benefits were developments of critical appraisal skills and information literacy. A mandatory course in teaching students to read and write science is taught at the University of Zagreb School of Medicine in Croatia. Critical appraisal and research are being encouraged in the medical curriculum. The concept of critical appraisal should be incorporated into the problem-based learning system, that is PBL system. The introduction of the journal club concept can be helpful. Journal clubs and letter writing exercises have been used in a medical school in the UK to teach critical appraisal. In Cape Town, South Africa, two students present their joint critical appraisal of a relevant article from a reputable peer-reviewed journal at the beginning of each pharmacology tutorial. Such an approach can be tried in our institution. As already discussed, statistics is important for critical analysis. Medical statistics courses should focus on critical appraisal skills rather than the ability to analyze data. Problem-based small groups, data interpretation exercises, and objective structured clinical examinations can be more productive. A rethinking of the teaching of statistics in our institution can be considered. Our study had limitations. Student opinion was obtained using a questionnaire. Detailed information on student opinion was not collected. Student knowledge of the topic following the session was measured using a few statements in the questionnaire. Objective assessment of knowledge was not carried out. The response rate of the third semester was low. Certain respondents did not complete all the responses and did not provide certain demographic details. Conclusion. Student opinion about the session was positive. The sessions served to introduce students to critical appraisal. Lack of knowledge of statistics among students was a major problem in teaching critical appraisal. Restructuring of the teaching of statistics can be considered with more of the subject being taught during the second semester. A student elective on research methodology and critical analysis can be a possibility.